Well, we're talking about wilderness mentalities.
Karena orang lucu ngebahas ngenaan mentalitas gurun.
10 different wilderness mentalities.
10 mentalitas gurun nubenten.
Wrong mindsets.
Pola pikir lepat.
And wrong attitudes.
Dan sikap anu lepat.
That will keep you in the wilderness.
Nu ngada masalah tetap di padang gurun.
And we're on number 2.
Orang ngebahas nu kadua.
Somebody do everything for me, I don't want to take responsibility.
Batur lakukan segala hal kuring alim tanggal waler.
You know, the Bible tells us that we are to grow up.
Suci masihan terang yang orang kedah tumubuh.
We're to grow from being children of God to being sons and daughters of God.
Dimurangkalih Allah janten putra Allah.
You know, little children don't have much responsibility.
Terang murangkalih ngagaduhan seueur tanggal waler.
Somebody does everything for them.
Orang midamal segala maranehna.
All they have to do is whine and cry and somebody runs and takes care of it.
Dipigabekan ngancerik sareng lumpat sareng ngurus maranehna.
But that's not the way God wants us to act when we grow up.
Bisana secara Allah nu hoyong dibidamal ku urang umpami dewasa.
I have 4 grown sons and daughters.
Jika 4 putra sareng putri nu tos dewasa.
And I expect them to take responsibility.
Tapi miharep maranehna ngagaduhan tanggal waler.
So we have to be responsible.
Urang kedah tanggal waler.
If I lose my temper and act bad,
kami abdi ngambek sareng midambal nu awon.
God doesn't want me blaming it on somebody else.
Lantas hayang abdi nyalahkan batur. Abdi nyarios.
He doesn't want me to say, well, if you didn't act bad, then I wouldn't act bad.
Lamun maneh teh boga kalawakan goreng, kuring ge maaf goreng.
He wants me to take responsibility.
Lantas hayang abdi gaduh tanggal waler.
He wants me to repent.
Yang abdi tobat.
Face truth.
Yang harapan pembenaran.
And say, God, there is no excuse.
Arius pangeran tak ada alasan.
I want to be like Jesus.
Abdi hayang sapertos Yesus.
I want to grow up.
Abdi hayang tumubuh.
And I want to handle myself the way Jesus would.
Nanganan dirinya liram nurutkeun cara Yesus.
In every situation, I want to be like Jesus.
Dan setiap kayaan abdi hayang sapertos Yesus.
Well, the Israelites spent 40 years making an 11-day trip.
Israel ngangge taun 60 perjalanan ngan kedahna 11 dinten.
They didn't want to take responsibility.
Marane alim tanggal waler.
We want to look at Joshua chapter 1.
Urang tinggal Yosua pasal 1.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ayat 1 sareng 2.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister.
Paras Musa, badeka Allah teh maut, pangeran ngatawuh ka Yosua bin Nun, badeka Musa kieu.
Moses, my servant, is dead.
Badeka kami Musa geus maut.
So now arise and take his place.
Jawab itu geura siap.
Go over this Jordan, you and all this people.
Pasalang Yordan, ieu maneh jeung kabeh bangsa.
Into the land which I am giving them, the Israelites.
Nagri nu bakal kami bikeun ka maraneh ka urang Israel.
Now he simply said he made an announcement. Moses is dead.
Sederhana mantenan nyaros mantenan ngadamel hiji wawaran.
But you see, the key is they already knew Moses was dead.
Tarek tinggal kuncina nya eta marena tos terang Musa tos maut.
They had already been mourning the death of Moses for 30 days.
Tos yang carikan maut na Musa salami 30 dinten.
So now the word of the Lord comes to them and tells them something they already know.
Dandawan pangeran dongkap masihan terang hiji hal nu tos maranena terang.
But actually God was trying to say something much deeper to them.
Alasna pangeran nuju nyarios hiji hal ka maranehna.
You see, all the Israelites depended heavily upon Moses.
Kadaya urang Israel gumantung pisan ka Musa.
Moses did everything for them.
Musa midamal segala hal kanggo maranehna.
Moses did their praying.
Kadua kanggo maranehna.
He repented for them when they sinned.
Tobat waktos maranehna kana dosa.
He even did their believing for them.
Mereka percayaan kanggo maranehna.
Every time they needed something from God, Moses went and got it.
Pangabutuh maranehna ti Allah Musa nu ngengingkeunana.
When they got in trouble, Moses would get on his face and pray for them.
Anda kasusah Musa dongkap kalah sareng ngadoa.
And so they were really immature.
Maranehna teu dewasa pisan.
They weren't accustomed to taking care of themselves.
Terbiasa ngurus diri maranehna sorangan.
So now God says to them, Moses is dead.
Ya naranya Yesus kamaranehna Musa tos maut.
Well, that was a total place of change for them in their lives.
Emang rupi perubahan nu total dina hirup maranehna.
I worked at a church in St. Louis for a long time on the staff.
Abdi damel di hiji gereja di Santo Louis salaku staff cukup lami.
I was an associate pastor there for 5 years.
Renjang damel pendeta selama 5 tahun.
I didn't have to believe God for my paycheck.
Kada percaya ka Allah kanggo buruh abdi.
My pastor believed God for it, and he paid me. There were a lot of things that I did not have to be responsible for. I had responsibility for my job, but not for the whole ministry. But when God called me into my own ministry, and He told me to leave my job at the church, take my ministry and go north, south, east, and west, that meant a lot of new responsibility. And you see, a lot of people want to do great things, but they don't want the responsibility. It was time for the Israelites to cross the Jordan and go into the Promised Land. But I believe what Joshua 1 is telling us is this. We really cannot live in the Promised Land as long as somebody else is doing everything for us. So many Christians, every time they get in trouble, they call somebody else to do their praying, somebody else to look up their scriptures, somebody else to keep them from getting discouraged, and we want to help each other. I mean, it's good to help each other. But eventually we have to go through some things just between us and God. That's the place where we grow up and mature. So when God said Moses is dead, He said, arise. And let's go forward. But they had to let go of depending on somebody else all the time. God wants us to grow up and be giant fruit-bearing trees of righteousness. We start out as little tiny twigs. But He wants us to grow into big giant trees. The word arise is a powerful word. It actually means to get up. Or to have a spiritual awakening from laziness. The word lethargy or laziness means sluggish indifference. Apathy or forgetfulness.
Apatis atawa kumakarep.
Passivity or procrastination.
Pasif atanapi ditunda.
Or to be lazy and lukewarm.
Jadi kedul sareng setengah-setengah.
And there are so many people like this. In Revelations the Bible says,
dina kitab Wahyu Nyerios,
I would rather you're hot or cold.
Pisan, lamun maneh tiis atau panas.
Because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Antara maneh setengah-setengah atau tiis atau panas, kami rek.
We need to be on fire and stirred up.
Orang kedah sumanget.
We don't want to be indifferent about things or putting things off.
Tepaduli karena segala hal atau segala diinken.
Procrastination is a great thief.
Dibacok nunda nyata maling.
And I found out a long time ago.
Tapi kenging eta kepungkur.
That even if I have a lot of good intentions, good intentions do not equal obedience. Many people think because they intend to obey God that that counts as obedience. But if you or I want to get out of the wilderness and live in the Promised Land, we have to become people of action. We have to arise and get up and do what God tells us to do. We can't be putting things off. We need to take care of things now and be now people.
Orang kada ngurus hal nu ayeuna supaya batur tiasa bertindak.
Let's look in the book of Haggai at some people who procrastinated.
Nga tinggal dina kitab Haggai sababaraha jalmi rada resep nunda.
It's Haggai chapter 1.
Haggai pasal 1.
Beginning in verse
Kawitan ayat 2.
I think we'll begin in verse 2.
Dan ayat 2.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time is not yet come.
Kia dawan pangeran semesta alam, bangsa ia nyarios, dan datang mangsana.
That the Lord's house should be rebuilt.
Kerngawangun dari imah pangeran.
Although Cyrus had ordered it done 18 years before.
Oleh geus marintahkeun 18 tahun kapengker.
So now here God had ordered something 18 years before and the people are still saying it's not the right time.
Ya na Allah parantos marintahkeun 18 tahun kapengker jalma rea masih nyarita can datang mangsana.
Do you have any things in your life that God has told you to do but you feel the time is not right?
Asare ge gaduh hal nu sami nu Allah saurkeun kanggo dibidamel tapi ta acan pas waktuna.
I can remember when God would deal with me about things that I wasn't ready to face.
Abdi imut waktos Allah ilubiung kana hal nu acan siap di sangharepan.
And I would say, "Oh no, God, not that. I'm not ready for that."
Penyarios, onte pangeran tong eta abdi can siap.
Anything but that, God.
On bae asal tong eta pangeran.
But then I learned that if God knew I was ready, then I was ready.
Jangan abdi diajar yang Allah terang, umpami abdi tos siap, abdi kada siap.
And he wouldn't be dealing with me if he didn't know the time was right.
Tanamai lubiung umpami terang waktuna tos pas.
Let's look at verses 3 and 4.
Katingali ayat 4.
Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet saying.
Tuan pangeran sumping ngangge perantaran Nabi Haggai unggalna.
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while the house of the Lord lies in ruins?
Nangasih untuk waktuna kerenyicingan imah maneh di papanan bangun hade, tapi imah ia anggar rusak.
He was basically saying God's house is in ruins.
Dasar nu diceritakeun teh tilas runtuhna bait Allah.
And I'm telling you how to fix it.
Tamere nyaho kumaha diwanguna deui.
But instead you're just doing everything you want to do.
Tapi sabadena kala ngalakukeun nu dipikah hoyong kumaneh.
And you're not doing what I'm telling you to do.
Arah teu ngalakukeun perintah kami.
You see, many times people stay in the wilderness because they're doing their own will and not God's will.
Tarek terang remen pisan maranena aya di gurun ngalakukeun kahayang sorangan lain kahayang Allah.
Many times we want to make our own plan and we want God to bless our plan.
Remen pisan urang boga rencana, urang mikah hayang Allah ngaberkahanana.
But God's got a plan. And if we will live according to God's plan, we'll make it to the promised land quickly.
Pama kahirupan urang nurutkeun rencana Allah, urang bakal buru-buru datang di tanah perjanjian.
Now let's go on and read a little bit more.
Yuk, ayo urang tuluykeun ayat macana.
Verses 5 and 6.
Ayat 5 sareng genep.
Now therefore thus says the Lord of hosts.
Sebab kitu dawuhan Gusti semesta alam.
Consider your ways.
Ting inget.
And set your mind on what has come to you.
Kayaan mane?
You have sown much, but you have reaped little.
Mane pepelakan, tapi hasilna saeutik.
You eat, but you do not have enough.
Mane barang dahar, tapi teu ngarasa seubeuh.
You drink, but you do not have your fill.
Mane nginum, tapi masih hanaan.
You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm.
Mane dibaju, tapi teu ngarasa hanet.
And he who earns wages.
Digawe neangan buruhan.
Has earned them to put them in a bag with holes in it.
Manang-manang buruan nu disimpan di nacing jalengan molongo.
Thus says the Lord of hosts.
Tauhan Gusti.
Consider your ways.
Teliti kayaan maneh.
Your previous and present conduct.
Kalakuan maneh barito jeung ayeuna.
And how things have turned out.
Mahasilna.
Well, this is so plain.
Ya sederhana pisan.
We can learn so much from this.
Urang bisa diajar tina ieu.
He's saying, look, 18 years ago, I told you to do something. You haven't done it.
Tapi tadi gawe.
You haven't done it.
Tapi tadi gepi gawe.
You've been doing what you wanted to do.
Anengis mi gawe nu dipikah hayang kumane.
So now you're not happy with your life.
Ayeuna maneh hirup teu ngarasa bangga.
You don't like the way things are turning out.
Anengis teu resep perkara-perkara nu ngahasil.
And you know, they were probably blaming somebody else too.
Nanyaho maranena sok nyalahkeun bat.
But God said, if you don't like what's happening in your life, then consider your ways. The Bible says that there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Man's mind plans his own way, but God wants to direct our steps. And Isaiah 55:10 says, God says, my ways are not your ways. My ways and my thoughts are higher than your ways and your thoughts. So one of the ways we can take responsibility is by taking a very honest look at ourselves, our thoughts and attitudes, how we act, how we treat people, how much we operate in negative emotions. And if we're really honest with ourselves, it usually doesn't take too long to figure out why we're still out in the wilderness instead of being in the promised land. You know, I had an awful lot of problems in my life when God called me. And these are the things that God taught me that brought me to where I'm at. I did everything wrong for a long, long time. I was still born again and filled with the Spirit. And I would have gone to heaven if I would have died because I love Jesus. But if I would not have changed my ways, I would have never had any victory while I was here. I always said there's a lot of people on their way to heaven, but they're not all enjoying the trip. We never enjoy our life if we're just wandering around in the wilderness. We're not even created for wilderness living. There's nothing in our nature that's going to adapt to the wilderness. We were created for promised land living. And we're never going to be satisfied anywhere else. So stop putting things off. Don't procrastinate anymore. Don't blame your problems on anybody else. Even if there is somebody else in your life that's not treating you right, you take your part of the responsibility to act right. I have a wonderful husband. His name is Dave, and I love him very much. Dave and I have been married almost 33 years. And we have a very good marriage. But Dave doesn't always do everything right. He doesn't always do everything the way I would like him to do it. And for a lot of years in my life, if I acted bad, I blamed it on him. If I lost my temper, I blamed it on him. If I got discouraged and felt sorry for myself, I blamed it on him. It seemed like everything was Dave's fault. And I would cry out to God and say, God, you have to change Dave. But one day God told me, Joyce, Dave is not the problem. And I thought, well, who is the problem? There's nobody in the relationship but me and Dave. And God began to show me, Joyce, you are the problem. And it was so hard for me to face that. Because I knew Dave had problems too. And I wanted God to deal with Dave. I didn't want God to just deal with me. And I know how you feel. If you've got somebody in your life that's not treating you right, it may seem to you right now like they're just getting by with it. Maybe you have a boss or somebody in authority that doesn't treat you right. Maybe it's a neighbor or a family member. But don't use the way they act as an excuse to act bad yourself. Because if we sow seeds of doing the right thing, even if that other person doesn't bless us, God will bless us.
Gusti pasti ngaberkahan urang.
I was abused in my childhood.
Abi disiksa ker budak kene.
My father sexually abused me for many years.
Bapak nyiksa secara seksual tahun-tahun.
Now, basically, my husband and I take care of my mom and dad.
Dasarna abi jeung caroke miara pun biang sareng pun bapak.
We bought them their automobile.
Dipangmeulikeun mobil.
We buy most of their clothes.
Mamasihkeun angguanana.
If anything goes wrong in their life, we have to take care of it.
And
you know, in the natural, they never really did anything for me. But this is what I said to God. I said, God, I'm going to treat them right. If they never do anything for me, I'm
going
to treat them right. And I believe you'll treat me right. See, if you can get a hold of that truth, it's powerful. I know that many of you have been hurt by other people. But don't use it as an excuse. But take responsibility for your actions. So God can bless you. Okay, let's go to John chapter 5.
Mari orang teraskeun Yohanes pasal 5.
This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. I love to preach on this.
Ya salah seji cerita kita suci nu dipikarsep biasa di khotbah.
You know, a lot of people want to have everything.
Tarek terang seueur jalmi hoyong mibanda sakala rupa.
And they want to do nothing.
Tapi henteu ngalampahkeun nanaon.
But God wants us to have things.
Ka hoyong urang ngagaduhanana.
But we have to be willing to do our part.
Orang kata ngalampahkeun bagian orang.
You know, there's freedom and a breakthrough for you.
Sadek-sadek aya kemerdekaan jeung terobosan kangge sadek.
No matter what your problem is, there's a way for you to walk in victory.
Sabodo masalah sadek aya jalan kanggo kaunggulan.
But there will be some things that God will require you to do.
Di aya sabeberapa hal anu mikahoyong ku sadek dilakukeun.
Some things that nobody can do but you.
Let's
look at this man in John chapter 5, beginning in verse
1.
Later on, there was a Jewish festival for which Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem a pool near the sheep gate. This pool in the Hebrew is called Bethesda.
Bahasa Ibrani-nya Bethesda.
And it has five porches or doorways.
Aya lima balai.
In these lay a great number of sick people.
Pake ngardeng nu gering.
Some blind, some crippled, and some paralyzed.
Lolong nu pincang jeung nu lumpuh.
Waiting for the bubbling up of the water.
Nungguan ombak di balong.
For an angel of the Lord went down at the appointed season into the pool and moved and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was cured of whatever disease that he had. There was a certain man who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder for 38 years. Now realize, this man had had this problem 38 years.
And
38 years he'd been laying by this pool of water. Waiting for an opportunity to get in it first so he could be healed. Verse 6.
Ayat ke-6.
When Jesus noticed him lying there helpless,
Yesus ningal nu ngagoler,
knowing that he had already been a long time in that condition,
Yesus ningalkeun geringna geus lila.
He said to him,
anjeunna rios,
do you want to get well?
Hayang maneh sageur?
Are you really serious about getting well? The Amplified Bible says.
Bener-bener hayang sageur, kitab suci nya ngajelaskeun.
Now you know Jesus was a man of perfect love.
Yesus teh manusia anu sampurna dinamikanya.
I mean, he was full of the love of God.
Jadi maksud mantenna pinuh ku kasih Allah.
And here he looks at this man who's been sick 38 years and he says to him, "Do you really want to get well?"
Dia mantenna ningali nu ngakuler geus 38 tahun tuluy naros, "Hayang maneh cager?"
Are you really serious about getting well?
Bener hayang cager?
You see, some people would like to not have their problem anymore.
Terang-terang resep lamun teu boga masalah.
But they're not willing to do what they need to do to get rid of it.
Timbung ngalampah kana keur kaluar ti masalah.
They'd like to go get prayer from somebody else and have it just vanish.
Hayangna didoakeun ku sajana masalah leungit.
They'd like for God to wave his hand over their life and do a miracle.
Arana seneng mun Gusti pae dina kahirupan sarta aya mujizat.
But if God says to them, I want you to give this away.
Tapi umpami Allah nyarios, kami hayang manehnya.
Or I want you to go and apologize to somebody.
Atawa maneh indit minta maaf.
Or I want you to get away from that certain friend because they're dragging you down.
Atawa ngajauhan pepaturan nu ngusrukeun.
Or I want you to take a great step of faith and move out and do this.
Atawa make iman terus kaluar ngalakukeunana.
God is showing them what they need to see to get rid of their problems.
Gusti keur nuduhkeun ku maranehna kudu nyaho kaluar ti masalah.
They want to get well.
Maranehna hayang cager.
But they're not really serious.
Tapi maranehna teu bener-bener.
Okay, verse 7.
Ayeuna ayat 7.
The invalid answered.
Jeung nu gering teh.
Sir, I have nobody when the water is moving to put me into the pool.
Pasinte aya nu mangnurunkeun bami aya ombak.
But while I'm trying to come into it myself, somebody else always gets ahead of me.
Tuh bade turun geus dipihelaan nu sejen.
Now I absolutely love this story because I believe that this shows so clearly.
Abdi resep kana carita ieu sabab jelas.
That this man had a self-pitying attitude.
Dan jalami ieu teh mikanyah dirina.
And he had an attitude that somebody else should do it for him.
Manehna boga sipat supaya nu sejen nulungan.
You see, the first thing he said to Jesus.
Tarek terang nu ngawitan dicaraskeun ka Yesus.
Well, sir, I have nobody to put me into the pool.
Gusti teh aya nu mangnurunkeun umpami aya ombak.
You know, here's what I thought.
Tarek terang nu jadi emutan abdi.
If I would have been laying there 38 years.
Umpami abdi nu ngagoler salami 38 tahun.
Surely I could have wiggled and scooted my way over to the edge of that pool.
Kada ku gulingan nepi ka sisi balong.
I mean, 38 years gives you a lot of time.
Maksud abdi teh 38 tahun teh waktu nu lila.
And when that angel showed up and stirred up that water,
waktu malaikat katingal sareng ngadamel ombak,
I would have been on the very edge of that pool.
Abdi teh aya di sisi balong.
And I would have fell in and said, God save me or I'm drowning.
Abdi ngajebur teras nyarios Gusti salametkeun abdi atawa abdi ti kelebek.
But I'm not going to stay like this anymore.
Tapi abdi moal kitu deui.
Well, Jesus did not feel sorry for this man.
Yesus teu mikarunya ieu jelema.
In verse 8, this is what Jesus said to him.
Ayat 8, nuku Yesus dicaroskeun.
Get up.
Hudang.
Pick up your bed.
Ulungan camak.
And walk.
Lempang.
Now, I love that.
Abdi resep nu kitu.
He didn't feel sorry for him.
Mantenan teu karunya.
He didn't get all confused asking questions.
Mantenan teu ngabingungkeun supaya loba patarosan.
He just said, are you serious about getting well?
Mantenan mau nyarios bener maneh hoyong cager.
Then get up.
Hudang.
Clean up your mess.
Ulungan samak.
And start going forward.
Lempang.
And verse 9 says, instantly the man became well.
Asalpan waktu eta keneh.
Recovered his strength.
Tager.
Picked up his bed and began to walk.
Ulungan samakna terus lempang.
Okay, so remember, wilderness.
Ingat.
Wilderness mentality number 2.
Mentalitas padang gurun nomor 2.
If somebody else take the responsibility, I don't want to have to do it myself.
Saurang tanggung jawab, abdi mah moal.
And that's an attitude you don't want to have.
Sikap nu kieu ulah dipiboga.
Wilderness mentality number three.
Entelas padang gurunku nukatilu.
Please make everything easy for me. I can't take it if things are too hard.
Tulungan sebelah segala babari, abdi tetiasa ngelakukan nuhese.
These are what I call the whiners in life.
Layan disebut kasusah dina kehidupan.
They're not the winners, they're the whiners.
Marane na layan nung unggul tapi nu cengeng.
This is too hard is one of the biggest excuses that I hear.
Ita hese hidi alasan nu abdi terang.
And it's one of the biggest excuses I made myself for a lot of years.
Tai alasan nu ku kapanggih unggal taun.
I mean, I would tell God all the time, it's just too hard.
Penyayos ka Gusti, ieu mah sesah pisan.
It's just so hard, God.
Ieu sesah pisan, Gusti.
And every time I would get in a trial or a hard place.
Unggal aya kagoda atawa aya di tempat nu sulit.
I would get myself discouraged talking about how hard it was.
Leutik ka teh sabab cari sana abdi nganggep hese.
You see, we have to eat our own words.
Tadi terang, orang migawe akibat carita orang.
Everything that comes out of my mouth runs right around the side of my face, gets in my ears, and falls back down in my own spirit.
Anu diucapkan katampo dina rarai, lebet kana cepil, balik deui kana roh sorangan.
The Bible says in Proverbs that out of the mouth comes life or death.
Tapi nyarios dina siloka yang hirup jeung pae di kawasan kuleta.
And that whoever speaks the words has to eat the fruit of them.
Anu nyarioskeun bakal ngalakonan akibatna.
So if I'm saying, well, it's just too hard.
Pami abdi nyarita ieu hese pisan.
I can't be a submissive wife. It's too hard.
Tetiasa jadi bojo nungesto ieu hese pisan.
I was abused, God, and it's just too hard.
Abdi disiksa Gusti margi hese pisan.
I want to change, God, but it's too hard.
Abdi hayang robih tapi hese pisan.
I want to lose some weight, God, but it's too hard.
Abdi hayang langsing tapi hese pisan.
I want to control my temper, but it's too hard.
Abdi hayang ulah ngambek tapi hese pisan.
I want to get out of debt and pay all my bills, but it's too hard.
Abdi hayang teboga hutang tapi hese.
I want to obey you, God, but it's too hard.
Tapi hayang taat ka Gusti tapi hese.
As long as I have that wrong mindset.
Selami abdi gaduh pola pikir nu salah.
As long as I believe it's too hard.
Selami abdi percanten ieu hese.
It's always going to be too hard.
Ieu bakal jadi hese. Masih anterang?
I'll tell you, making progress may be hard.
Hayang maju oge hayang hese pisan.
But it's not as hard as staying in bondage.
Tapi ieu teh hese hese dina.
And progressing is not as hard as going back where I came from.
Kemajuan teh sahese seperti balik ke tempat asal.
So we need to make a decision that we're going to move on.
Orang kudu boga keputusan keur maju.
We're going to press through the wilderness and live in the promised land whatever it takes.
Terus maju ngawitan padang gurun serta cicing di tanah perjanjian sanajan hese.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 11.
Orang 30 ayat 11.
We have to begin to say, God, it's not too hard.
Orang kadah ngawitan nyarios, Gusti ieu mah teh sesah.
If you say I can do it, then I believe I can do it.
Pami Gusti nyarios abdi tiasa ngalakukeun pas abdi tiasa.
And I want you to make a decision today.
Mika hoyong supaya sadayak ngadame keputusan ayeuna.
Every one of you listening to me right now.
Kajami anu ngadangukeun ayeuna.
You make this decision today.
Sadayak ngadame keputusan dinten ieu.
I'm never again gonna say.
Dimana nyarios kendi.
It's just too hard.
Ye hese pisan.
From now on, I'm going to say,
Ayeuna abdi bade nyarios.
God, whatever you tell me to do, I can do it.
Gusti sagala rupi nu diperintahkeun, sanakeun abdi tiasa.
With you on my side, God, I can do whatever I need to do.
Gusti sareng abdi sadaya tiasa dilampahkeun.
Now, this one scripture proves my point. Verse 11.
Ayat dia tiasa ngabuktoskeun ayat 11.
For this commandment which I command you this day is not too difficult for you.
Perintah anu ditepikeun poe ieu henteu hese keur maneh.
So that's the end of it, isn't it?
Entuna mah teu sapertos kitu.
Because whatever God says, that's the way it is.
Sapanaon bae anu didawuhkeun ku Gusti eta anu.
Why does God sometimes lead us the long hard way?
Nasakapeun Gusti teh nyandak kana jalan anu panjang jeung hese.
In Exodus 13:17, the Bible says this.
13:17 kita suci nyaroskeun.
There was a shorter route to the promised land, but God led them the hard way.
Allah malungtun marahin nakat jalan nu deukeut.
God does not make everything easy for us because He's building character in us.
Allah mual ngadamel segala gampang supaya karakter orang diwangun.
We grow during the hard times, not the easy times.
Di masa sulit, orang tumbuh lain di nang gampang.
Our faith only grows when we have to use it on something.
Iman orang bakal tumbuh waktu digunakan.
God led them the long way because he knew they were not ready for war.
Allah mabaka jalan nugak panjang sebab meninggalkan maranehna te caricing.
They wanted to go in and possess the promised land.
Maranehna hayong ngabogaan tanah perjanjian.
But they didn't realize that to possess meant they had to first dispossess.
Maranehna te sadar yen mibanda sarua jeng nyabut hak.
That's actually the definition of the word possess.
Ya definisi kitab mibanda.
It says you possess by dispossessing the current occupants.
Manehna mibanda sarta ngarebut hak nu aya di dinya.
And when they went into the promised land,
di waktu manehna datang ke tanah perjanjian,
they had to begin to conquer one enemy after another after another after another.
Maranehna ngalahkeun musuh jeung nu sejenna.
See, God told them, I've given you the land.
Tinggal, Gusti masih terang, kami geus mere negeri eta.
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it unto you.
Unggal tempat nu ditinjak, kumaneh keur maneh.
So you see, God had made his decision. He said, this is yours, but you've got to go in and take it.
Gusti ngadamel keputusan setan nyarios, ieu teh boga maneh, tapi kudu datang serta ngarebutna.
I'll be with you and I'll give you direction.
Kami bakal marengan serta mere pituduh.
I'll show you exactly what you need to do.
Kami bakal nuduhkeun nuku maneh perlu dipigawe.
But you know, God doesn't always show us everything way ahead of time.
Kadang-kadang salilana nuduhkeun jalan nurek ti kabigbatan.
He shows us one thing.
Mantan nuduhkeun hiji hal.
We do that.
Urang dipigawe.
He shows us something
else. Mantan nuduhkeun usajena.
We do that.
Dilakukeun deui.
He shows us another thing.
Mantan nuduhkeun usajen.
And we do that.
Dilakukeun deui.
And sometimes these little steps we take.
Sakapang lalaunan ku urang dipake.
Don't seem to be making any sense.
Sepertina uwu hartina.
Sometimes we think, well, this isn't getting me to where I want to be.
Kapang urang mikir ieu teh mawa abdi ka tempat supados abdi jadi.
But if we just do what God tells us to.
Nuku Allah dipasihan terang supaya dilakukan.
We'll always end up where God wants us to be.
Urang salina nepi ka hoyong Allah.
If you feel like you don't know everything you're supposed to do, don't be discouraged.
Ami urang teu ngarasa teterang ka sagala nu tembong dipigawe ulah leutik.
I feel the same way a lot of times.
Abi kitu lami pisan.
But I find out if I just show up.
Tapi kapendak pami abdi dongkap.
Then God shows up.
Begitu nalah sumping.
But if I stay home and wait for the Spirit of God to come all over me.
Di pami cicing bae di imah ngadaguan Roh Allah.
Before I step out to do anything.
Memios ngadamel halah iji hal.
Then I never do anything.
Di teu pernah lakukan nanaon.
If I wait until I feel ready.
Pami abdi ngantosan dugi ka siap.
Then I never do anything.
Abi teu pernah ngalakukeun nanaon.
But if I have something in my heart.
Abi mibanda hiji hal nu dina hate.
And I step out.
Terus abi bade kaluar.
Then God always shows up and makes it happen.
Allah teh sumping sarta eta bakal ngawujud.
So even if God's leading you the long hard way.
Kamu kudu nyandak sarerek di jalan anu panjang sareng hese.
You have to trust him.
Kudu nyerahkeun diri ka mantana.
And he's getting you ready for war.
Bika sarerek sayoki pikeun perang.
See, we're soldiers in the army of God.
Urang teh prajurit-prajurit Allah.
But we need to know how to fight to win.
Tapi orang kerah terang kumaha supaya perang teh menang.
They were not ready for war yet, so God had to teach them some things out in the wilderness.
Maraneh tatan siap bertempur, jadi Allah ngawulangkeun padang gurun.
And even though you may be in a place right now where you don't want to be in.
Maraneh sadek aya di mana wae nu sadek teh hoyong aya di dinya.
I'm sure if you're honest, you'll have to admit.
Pamisa derek jujur sadek kedah ngak.
That right now is where you're doing a lot of learning and a lot of growing.
Dan sadekeur seueur diajar supaya gancang tumubuh.
You know, when you don't have anybody but God, you get real close to God.
Sadek tenang, sadek tegado sasaha kajapi ti Allah, sadek caket.
I went through a lot of really lonely years.
Tahun-tahun ti isen.
Years where I felt like nobody understood me.
Di mana abdi ngarasakeun teu aya nu merhatikeun.
Nobody believed in me.
Teu aya nu percaya.
Nobody saw what I saw.
Aya anu sami ningali.
It seemed like I'd lost a lot of my friends.
Sapertina kalengitan sobat.
God had taken me away from my job that I loved at my church.
Dipaneus narik pagawean nu dipikaresep di gereja.
And I was just out by myself just trying to obey God.
Abdi pami sebab taat ka Allah.
And I said, God, I'm so lonely.
Tekapi ku si abdi ti isen.
And he said, Joyce, always remember this.
Tauna Joyce inget.
Regular little birds just fly in flocks.
Manuk laleutik kibeur ngagrombol.
They always fly in big groups.
Anehna hiberna babarengan seueur.
But eagles fly alone.
Tapi raja wali mah hiber nyorangan.
And if you want to be an eagle for God.
Pamisa derek hoyong jadi raja wali kanggo Gusti.
If you want to be somebody superior for God, then you have to learn how to press in and get things from God yourself. Don't be discouraged if things are taking longer than you'd like them to. Just believe that your times are in His hands. And God knows what He's doing even if you don't.
Terang, anu nuju di bidang masalah saterek, terang.
I used to say, but God, I don't know what you're doing.
And
He told me one time, Joyce, you have to be satisfied to know the one who knows.
Terang, Joyce, maneh kudu atoh, sebab nyaho kahiji nu terang.
I may not know what He's doing, but I do know Him.
And
I know God is faithful. God is faithful. He will never let me down. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. We'll get some more insight.
Tinggal di Pamindo pasal 8.
God led them in hard times to test them.
Allah mimpin marana di waktu hese pikeun nguji.
To see if they would keep His commandments or not. You see, it's really not difficult to keep God's commandments during good times. The difficulty comes in keeping His commandments in hard times. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8, verse
1.
All the commandments which I command you this day, you shall be watchful to do. That you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land. Which the Lord swore to give to your fathers. Okay, so first we see that He's saying, if you want to possess the land, which is My will for you, then everything I command you to do, you need to do it. And let me just take this opportunity to say this. It's especially important that we do all the little things that God tells us to do. So often we pass over all the little things trying to get to the big things. But the Bible says if we're not faithful over little things, we will not be faithful over greater things. But he who is faithful in little things will someday be made ruler over much. So even if God asks you to pick up a piece of paper off the ground that you didn't throw on the ground, do it just because you love Him. And God will honor you. Verse 2.
Ayat 2.
And you shall earnestly remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness. To humble you and to prove you. To know what was in your mind and heart. Whether you would keep His commandments or not. See, it would have been easy for me to keep the commandments of God. Concerning what He was calling me to do. If all my family and friends would have been cheering me on, but what about when people reject us? Or they say unkind things to us? Or accuse us of things we didn't do? The Bible teaches us we're to love even our enemies. It's easy to preach that, but it's harder to do that. And even those of you that are preaching the word are being trained to preach the word. You have to understand that many of the messages you preach, you will be required to live out. Sometimes you know sooner than preach something and you get tested in that area. You might go preach and share about forgiveness.
Dari khotbah perkara pengampunan.
How important it is to forgive people.
Penting pisan keur mere ampun.
And then somebody will hurt you that you never expected to hurt you.
Nusajen bakal nganyenyeri saderek nu teu sangka bakal nganyenyeri.
Well, that's a test for you.
Ieu teh hiji ujian.
Remember, it's easier to tell somebody else than it is to do it yourself.
Ingat lebih babari merenya hal tibatan ngalakukan sorangan.
So God said, I led you this way. I let these things happen.
Mestinya Dios, kami mimpin maneh di jalan ieu, kami ngantep perkara ieu kejadian.
You see, many of the things that we get all confused about
terang-terang loba perkara nu ngabingungkeun
are things that God allows to happen.
Eta hal nu diidinan Gusti bakal ngamujud.
Because they ultimately help us.
Eta teh sabenerna nulungan.
It may not feel good right now.
Rasana mah tengena.
But later on it changes us.
Tapi sanggeusna terus ngarubah urang.
And God knows that we need to be changed.
Mesti ningaeun urang perlu diubah.
He knows more about what I need than I know about what I need.
Nya terang naon nu dipakabutuh di manan abdi.
So I found out the only way to have peace and joy.
Tapi abdi nginginkeun jalan pikeun ngagaduhan tentrem sareng sukagu.
Is no matter what goes on in my life.
Eta naon bae anu kajadian dina kahirupan abdi.
If I don't understand it.
Pami abdi teu ngartos.
If it doesn't seem fair.
Pami abdi teu adil.
If it hurts and it's hard.
Nganyenyeri jeung hese.
If I'm the only one it's happening to.
Tumi bae ka diri abdi.
I need to say, God, I trust you.
Penyadis Gusti abdi sumerah ka Gusti.
And I believe.
Abdi percaya.
That all things work out for good.
Sakala ngadatangkeun kahadean.
To those who love you and are called according to your purpose.
Manutan ka Gusti nyaeta nu disaur ku rancangana.
And I believe.
Abdi percaya.
That what Satan means for my harm.
Tujuan iblis mah kacilakaan.
God, you intend for my good.
Dimana tujuanana kahadean keur abdi.
Sometimes you find out in life.
Kapeng saderek mendakan dina kahirupan.
That the things that you thought were your worst enemies.
Dipikirkeun eta teh musuh nu panghesena.
Actually turn out to be your best friends.
Tapi sebenarnya eta teh bisa jadi batur nu hade.
Because those were the things that caused you to grow up.
Ngalantarankeun sadek tumbuh jadi dewasa.
Those are the things that caused you to get rooted and grounded in God.
Kaakaran dilebet Allah.
Those are the things that caused you to press in and really get to know God in a personal way.
Ieu nu ngajadikeun bener-bener mantep Allah secara pribadi.
So God told him, I led you this long hard way to humble you and to prove you.
Pangeringa dawuh, kami mawa maneh ka jalan nu panjang, sulit supaya handap asor jeung ngawujud.
To see if you would keep my commandments or not.
Ternempo, naha maneh setia kana hukum kami atawa henteu.
You know, we're not going to turn here right now, but in John chapter 6.
Terang urang moal balik deui ayeuna, tapi dina Yohanes pasal 6.
Jesus was dealing with his disciples.
Yesus nuju malire murid-murid.
With a lot of different disciples.
Muridna loba anu beda.
And he said, you've been following me because of the miracles that I've done.
Karna maneh miluka kami lantaran mujiat nu dilakukeun ku kami.
He said, but what you need to do is you need to take me for your living bread.
Nu dilakukeun ku maneh eta teh narima kami lir roti hirup.
You need to take me for your nourishment.
Maneh mawa kami teh lir dahareun.
You see, God doesn't want us to just seek his hand, he wants us to seek his face.
Terang Allah teu hoyong dipilari pananganna tapi hoyong raraina.
God doesn't want us just to seek him for what he can do for us.
Hoyongan urang milarian mantena kanggo pangaputuh urang kacumponan.
He doesn't want me just to need a miracle.
Hoyongan sakedar ngabutuhkeun mujizat.
He wants me to need him.
Hoyongan supaya urang butuh mantena.
He wants me to know that no matter what my condition is like, I still desperately need him.
Hayang sanajan kumaha bae oge abdi leres pisan mibutuh Allah.
We don't only need God in hard times, we need him in good times.
Urang butuh Allah teh beda kapingungan tapi kudu urang keur senang.
Well, they saw Jesus feed the 5,000 with a little boy's lunch.
Yesus masihan tuang 5,000 jalmi ku dahareun budak leutik.
They saw other miracles that Jesus did.
Ada nyaksian kejadian Yesus ngadamel mujizat.
And he said, "Now you have sought me out and you have found me because of the miracles that I did."
Ada nyaksian maranen nerangan kami serta kapangih lantaran mujizat nu dilakukeun ku kami.
But then Jesus made a reference to the Israelites in the wilderness.
Yesus ngaduhkeun ka Israel nu aya di gurun.
And in John chapter 6 he said this.
Yohanes pasal 6 mantena ngadawuh.
He said, "Your forefathers ate manna in the wilderness and yet they died."
Karuhun maneh ogé ngadahar manna di padang gurun. Maranehna geuteu aya.
See, they had the miracle of the manna in the wilderness, the Israelites.
Tempo maranehna narima mujizat manna di gurun urang Israel.
And yet all of that generation that came out of Egypt died out in the wilderness.
Sanajan kitu kaluar ti Mesir maraot
There were only a couple of people that made it through.
Rundayanana ngan dua anu bisa asup.
So it's not really just miracles.
Sebenarnya mah lain sekedar mujizat.
That keep us going.
Mengakibatkan orang maju.
Jesus said, "You have to have me."
Orangnya Dios mana kudu miboga kami.
Actually, it was a time of transition for them.
Sebenarnya itu yang waktu peralihan pikeun maranehna.
I believe when we first come into a relationship with God,
saya percaya waktu orang ngawitan hubungan sareng Allah,
that He does a lot of really just supernatural things for us.
Antara barang damel seueur perkara supra alami pikeun orang.
To show us His power and His love.
Nuduhkeun kawasana serta kasih.
And so we start going to God to do things for us all the time.
Kena urang milari Allah keur sagala perkara unggal waktu.
But then ultimately He wants us to grow up.
Antena mika hoyong urang teh.
He wants us to turn a corner, so to speak.
Antena mika hoyong urang tiasa ngaliwatan waktu.
And He wants us to not only seek Him for what He can do for us.
Antena hoyong sabaras urang milarina sanes sakedar sabaras nyumponan pangaputu urang.
But He wants us to seek Him for what we can do for Him.
Hoyong mantena urang milarianana kanggo urang tiasa kanggo mantena.
He doesn't want us just to tell Him our will and want Him to make it work out.
Da hoyong urang masian terang ka hayang urang supaya dilakukeun ku mantena.
But He wants us to say, "Not my will be done, God, but yours."
Antena hayang urang nyarios sanes ka hayang abdi nu janten tapi.
We don't have to like everything we do.
Ka hayang mantena, da kada urang resep kana naon nu urang resep.
We don't have to enjoy every single thing we do.
Da kada sagala hal nu ku urang dilakukeun di pikaresep.
I like a lot of things in my ministry.
Daru di pikaresep dina pelayanan.
And there's lots of the parts of it that I really like.
Terbagian nu di pikaresep.
But there's other things I don't enjoy.
Daroge nu teu nyugemakeun.
But I have to take both sides of it if I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
Dua perkara ye kedah ditampi umpama urang bade pakenal nu ku Allah di pikahoyong.
I remember when God brought me to this place of transition that I'm talking about.
Abi ingat waktu Allah nyandak abi ka tempat transisi tadi.
I mean, all my prayers were about what I wanted.
Maksudna sagala doa abi nyaeta nu di pikahoyong ku abdi.
Oh God, give me this.
Gusti pasian abi.
Oh God, change this.
Gusti robi ieu.
Get me more of this.
Kasihan abi nu seur.
Make my ministry grow.
Layan abi sing tumubuh.
Change this.
Tulungan robi ieu.
Change that.
Tulungan robi ieu.
Give me one of these.
Kasihan abi.
Give me one of those.
Diperkawis.
And my whole prayer life consisted of that.
Saya kagiatan doa abi teh.
And finally God began to get across to me that I needed to find out what He wanted.
Tangtuna Allah ngajelaskeun perlu mah teangan kohoyong Allah.
It was a time of transition and I was able to make the transition.
Memerlukan waktu nulami serta dorongan semangat.
It took me a long time and I needed a lot of encouragement.
Transisi abdi hayang abdi nu jadi janten ka hayang Gusti nu janten.
But I made the transition from my will be done to your will be done.
Angga sareng awas Yohanes pasal 6.
And I encourage you on your own to read all of John chapter 6.
Angga sareng awas Yohanes pasal 6.
It's a major chapter in the Bible.
Pasal nu penting dina kitab suci.
That teaches us about this place of transition.
Ngawulangkeun transisi.
When Jesus began to tell his disciples that they needed him for their nourishment.
Pas Yesus masian terang murid-muridna yen marana butuh kumantena dir roti hirup.
They actually said this is a hard and unbearable and an offensive teaching.
Cek maranana ieu carisan teh.
Who can be expected to listen to teaching like this, they said.
Tahanu sanggup ngadanguna.
And actually in verse 66.
Dina ayat 66.
John 6:66.
Yohanes 6 ayat 66.
It said many of his disciples turned and went back to their old associations.
Diharita seueur murid-muridna nu mulundur temilu deui.
You see, not everybody can make the change.
Tarik terang, teu unggal jalma rugi.
But this is the place where God finds out what we're really made out of.
Jadi Allah mendakan naha urang teu bener ngarti.
This is a place where God examines our motives.
Jadi Allah mariksa motif urang.
This is where we find out if we're serving God because we really love Him or because we just want Him to take care of us.
Jadi waktu urang mendakan naha urang ngalayanan ngalantaran miasih atau ngalantaran urang hoyong dipalire kumantena.
And I'm encouraging you not to give up in the hard times.
Abdi umaja kulah kumeok memeh dipacok.
You don't have to have everything made easy.
Urang teu perlu manggih nu babari bae.
So many people when things get hard.
Robana dina waktu ngalaman hese.
They just have an emotional fit and give up.
Angkulikah ku emosi jeng nyerah.
When Moses and the Israelites came up against the Red Sea,
atas Musa jeng orang Israel nepi ka Laut Merah,
it was a difficult place.
Ita tempat nu hese.
It was a place of testing.
Ita tempat ujian.
And they were crying.
Arena carari.
And they were upset.
Kabingungan.
But God said, "Tell my people, don't cry, go forward."
Alang ada wobere nyaho umat kami ulah cerik terus maju.
They went forward, and some of them ended up with victory.
Aranena terus maju, sabeberaha urang unggul.
Proverbs 24:10 says this.
Rokat 24 ayat 10 nyarita.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
Amun maneh leutik hate di waktu susah, kakuatan maneh oge leutik.
It's time to press on and press through.
Ya waktuna keur nekeunkeun.
Make your mind up, you're never going to quit and you're never going to give up.
Robah pikiran saderek jeung moal mundur serta moal nyerah.
No matter how hard it is, it's not too hard for you and God. Okay, we're going to close for now. We'll get back into this next lesson, and I'm excited about being with you again.